The High Court ruling raised fears that birth control could also face restrictions. The White House said Biden's order will increase ways for women to access contraception and lower out-of-pocket costs. At a pro-choice event Friday in Washington, Biden accepted the endorsement of some of the nation's leading reproductive rights groups, like the National Abortion Rights Action League, or NARAL, Pro-Choice America, Emily's List, and others. He said the fact that he has to sign a contraception protection executive order in 2023 shows how far out of step Republican leaders are when it comes to reproductive choice.
I never, ever thought I'd be signing an executive order protecting the right to contraception.
The White House said the order directs federal departments to consider requiring private insurers to offer expanded contraception options under the Affordable Care Act, such as by covering more than one product and streamlining the process for obtaining care. Biden told the Washington pro-choice rally that the executive order is one thing, but reproductive rights can only really be secured with congressional action.
The court got Roe right 50 years ago, and I believe Congress should restore the protections of Roe v. Wade once and for all. But we need your help. So I'm asking again, are you with us? You're going to get this done?
Members of the House Pro-Choice Caucus gathered in Washington to mark the one-year anniversary since the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York called the decision infamous.
One of the most egregious and offensive decisions that the Supreme Court has ever rendered, Brown v. Board of Education, is in the Supreme Court Hall of Fame. The Dobbs decision is in the Supreme Court Hall of Shame.
Since the Dobbs decision, some 14 states have all but banned abortion access, while others have severely restricted the procedure. In March, House Democrats introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify abortion rights across the nation. The Senate introduced a companion bill. East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee said anti-choice legislation around the country primarily affects the most vulnerable members of society.
We're fighting for every American who doesn't have the cash on hand for an emergency abortion or the funds to travel to another state. We're fighting for the black women facing even higher maternal mortality rates, unfortunately, thanks to the repeal of Roe.
Meanwhile, just a mile or so away in Washington, D.C., Republican leaders, including some 2024 presidential candidates, were meeting at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference. 2024 presidential hopeful and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson told the gathering that he would take steps to ban abortion nationally.
Yes, as president, I would fight to make sure taxpayer funds are not used to support abortion. And if Congress acts, I will sign a federal law to restrict abortion as well as President of the United States.
Fellow GOP presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis touted his state's ban on abortion after 6 weeks, which he signed into law in April.
We have also delivered in Florida on promoting a culture of life. And that means signing the heartbeat bill into law that protects unborn children when there's a detectable heartbeat. It was the right thing to do.
Abortion rights became a major issue in the 2022 midterm elections, perhaps denying Republicans the expected landslide in Congress many had been predicting. Abortion rights supporters won in 4 states last November where access was on the ballot. Polls show a majority of Americans support nationwide access to abortion rights. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.